wind farms affecting our area exceptionally. You know, there's a lot of turbines going up in our area, and there's a lot more proposed as well. With regards to the noise effects, this obviously impacting on myself and my wife's lives, it really is disturbing. You know, there's a lot of nights over Christmas there that we lay awake in our beds because we couldn't get sleep. Now, the closest turbines to us at the moment are around 1,700 metres away. Now, whenever the prevailing winds are coming in that direction, the noise carries in them prevailing winds, and obviously you get the noise carries, and we suffer as a consequence of that, you know.
I've lived all my life in Meenahan and Skelligarden. My concerns is that it was a fly-by-night exercise that was undertaken. There was approaches made to landowners. There was a carrot of the quick buck to be made, and the serious consequences that will affect people who have lived all their life in the area, little or no consideration seems to have to be been given to that.
Now, we've seen that there's a lot of people against this. How do you stop this? What are you prepared to do?
As a community, I suppose the first thing I would say, the people in the community here, there are neighbours of mine and that I would have great respect for involved in the development, and I certainly wouldn't want to be setting upon doing anything that would negatively affect them. That said, from tonight's meeting, I've learned a lot. I'm sure there's a lot more to learn. I would have serious concerns in relation to potential health issues. Just that there's a whole range, noise element. There's just a whole range of issues that I wasn't aware of until tonight, and I'm very glad I came tonight.
I'm from Teef Clare, just down the junction from Trusslaw. I'm living there since 2008. It's going to be an eyesore for the rest of their lives looking out at it. And I'm only a young fella and I want to intend to build a house up there. And how can I build a house beside my mother's house if you're out looking out at that? Once they put them up, if they're running for 20 years, they're not going to spend money to take them down, so they're going to be lying there if it doesn't work out.
I just appreciate the area as being a place of beauty. I cycle and walk a lot in Barnesmore, and the visual impact and the physical impact of these turbines will just people. I don't think people realise the impact it's going to have.
And do you think it'll put off people coming to the area then?
Oh, absolutely. I've seen it. You see it up in Meintycat and Cairn, and I've seen it down, or Cark, I should say, and I've seen it down in the Ardra area where tourists are, you know, they're really put off by I call it a blight on the landscape.
I have lived in Cronulahy now for my whole lifetime. I have built a house 20 odd years ago. I took out my mortgage. I have paid for my house, and now I'm in my late 40s and probably have to go up and move. I am slab bag in the middle of it. I have four turbines to the west, northwest of me, all 150 metres high, all within about 800 metres of my house.
And what effect? What's the fears?
Well, the fear is, it's very simple, the noise. Infrasound is something wasn't much talked about tonight. Anybody suffering from migraines or anything, infrasound is a very, very severe thing. Sleep disorder, that's where the one mill starts, sleep disorder. I basically find that I don't see long term that I'll be fit to stay in my home if this goes ahead. And personally, over the years, we have suffered enough by frustration over this pure area over here. Now we're going to be dealt now with one mills. Basically, the way I look at it, Dublin just has drawn a map from Galway across to Monaghan. Good luck to you. Anything below that there, they don't care.
Now, there's over 100 people here tonight, so obviously there's a lot of concern. What can you do to stop this?
It's great to see so many people turning up, and it's great to see so many people voicing their opinion. That is great. I think after tonight, you'll have more and more people getting involved. And I think we will. I don't see any problem tonight, given the anger and frustration of people tonight. I do believe we will be fit to get a committee set up, and we will be fit to get the proper consultants in to deal with this. But the first and foremost thing is this timeline needs to be expanded. Plan Rhee and Bord Pinalla dealt with this for almost a year. It's on their website, the negotiation between them. Yet now, as a community, we're handed 6 weeks to get our submissions in, where Plan Rhee had a full year to negotiate with Plan Rhee and Bord Pinalla. I find this disgraceful.